right, let's bring John back into the conversation, calling from Tucson, wanting to do a little do-it-yourself flooring project. John, we appreciate you giving us a call. Where's the house located? Major cross streets.
Campbell Grant.
Campbell and Grant?
Yes.
Okay. What is on the floor right now, John?
Carpet.
Okay, so you're going to pull the carpet up. You're going to pull the tack strips up. You're going to have little pock marks left. Now, before I did anything, John, what's the vintage of the home?
50s.
Okay. I would get a 12-foot, 10 or 12-foot straight edge, and I'd lay it down. I will tell you that the chances of the 50s, have you pulled a piece of carpet back? Is it a stained concrete, like a red or a brown?
No, it's the white, but it is wavy, really wavy. So that 12 foot is absolutely necessary to screed it in a big area.
Okay.
It's got a lot of dips and valleys throughout the floor I've seen before.
All right. Well, I want you to run up to Prince and I-10. Right on the east side of I-10 is Border Marvell. And they're going to sell you an overlay product that is self-leveling. So you don't have to spend a lot of time screeding it. It goes out and it spreads to, I think, within a 16th of an inch and feathers out itself. It's a great product. And you'll do it in one room. Now, because it is so thin, John, you don't have to worry about curing it very long. You pour it in there one day. Within a couple days, it's going to be ready to lay your luxury vinyl tile. Here's a trick that I tell people all the time. When you've got concrete down or you've got fresh tile down and you don't know if the concrete or the thin set or the grout has hydrated enough for you to seal it, take a square of Saran wrap and tape it to that area. And when it quits condensing moisture on the bottom side of that Saran wrap, you know it has hydrated and cured enough that the moisture won't be a problem. So that's a trick, but I don't think you'll need to use it because I can't imagine these dips or waves in your concrete are much more than an eighth, 3/16 or quarter of an inch at the most, right?
I'd say no. There's some a little thicker than that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But 3/16 is probably,
you know the store I'm talking about, Border Marvell? It's right there on the side of the highway. Border Marvell. It's right there. Prince and I-10. You can't miss it.
Yeah, it's the area, and I like those stores there. So, okay. Yeah. All right, thank you.
It's okay, south of Prince on the frontage road on the east side of the freeway.
Yeah. So they got a big old sign right there on the side of their parapet. You can't miss them. So good luck, John. There's a lot of people. Romy, the first house you bought, you actually put that product down, and then you didn't even put anything over the top of it. You just copper stained it, and that was your finished floor. That was a handsome look.
It was, and as far as I know, still there today. But here's the funny thing. That Border Marvell,
yeah.
When you turn off the freeway, whether you go off of Prince or I think it's Fort Lowell or Miracle Mile, I'm sorry, Miracle Mile, you turn onto Romero Road.
Romero Road.
And that'll get you to the Border Marvell. No, I love concrete, staining, concrete overcoats, concrete anything for flooring. Some people get tired of walking on it, but it's not any harder than tile. And it's just there's no grout lines. There's no any cracking happens is into the concrete itself, which if it's been there a long time, you probably won't ever have to worry about it. But even then, you can just do a little more coloring on top and seal over it, and it's as close to a maintenance free finish as you could ever get.
I'd sure like to. I was in a house with a client in. What used to be Central Scottsdale, now I think it's called South Scottsdale, at Chaparral and Granite Reef. And those are homes that were all built in the late 50s, early 60s. They all have the FHA red stained concrete floors. And he had picked up all the carpet in the house. It was all of this, and we were visiting about a bathroom remodel he wanted to do. And you walked in the front door, and I just was in awe of this 60-year-old concrete floor that he runs a robotic vacuum cleaner on. When he leaves for work, he turns the robot vacuum cleaner on. I mean, you could have eaten off this floor. He had two dogs inside. He kept it polished and waxed. It was absolutely gorgeous. I don't know what they did in the 50s with concrete to keep it so crack-free. There was one crack that went right down at the living room, dining room joint. But other than that, it was absolutely beautiful and perfect. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we have Pete calling from Tucson, and he has a flooring question about concrete. There's an open line for you if you'd like to jump on, 1-888-767-4348. We'll take your call, see what we can do about solving your problem and solving your dilemma. How about that?
1-888-767-4348. We have our Coyotes tickets. If you haven't read your weekly newsletter from Rosie on the House Thursday, there is some content information in that newsletter that you need to know to win these tickets. Be prepared to text 411-923. When we get back after the news break, we'll do it after the news break. That'll give you a chance to read your newsletter ahead of time. And these are for Thursday, February 9th, against the Montreal Canadiens. Game starts at 7. They are Section 112, Row J, seats 1 and 2. Value price on these is $94.50. That must be some pretty close seats to the glass.